Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today are three current or former attendees of Fairview Congregational Church outside Stewart, here to talk about the church's 50th anniversary of their new building, which was constructed in 1967 after the original church building burned down the prior year.
My name is Marjorie Watts.
I'm LaVon Harris.
Rosa Eddy.
Having a church burned down and then building a new one for the same congregation.
I think it's wonderful we built another one.
I think it was a devoted congregation. They wanted to keep together.
So just give me a little bit of the timeline. So the church burned down due to a lightning strike.
6th of August in 66.
And then it was constructed and finished, the current building, in 1967.
Right. I mean, it wasn't a long time for a building to be done in that. It was a pretty short period of time to get the money collected, get the insurance check, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's just pretty impressive. I mean, considering the fact that this congregation has been meeting continually, basically, since 1855, more or less, and that despite that setback, they were able to recobble everything together and get back to meeting in a building again very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't do it without the Lord's help. I know that.
And you had told a story about having to lower cans down into the basement. What was that all about?
In the middle of the night, so the basement wouldn't freeze. And George and I get up and come up here, and there wasn't any stair steps out there, so he went down the ladder, and I'd hand the can of oil down to him. That's what we did for 2 weeks in the middle of the night.
Was that a pretty heavy can?
Oh, not too bad, I guess, because I could do it. I did it anyway.
She's going to be 99 years old here, the 21st.
Yeah, but everybody knows that.
No, everybody knows.
How long have you been attending church here?
Right now, I don't attend church here. I attended the Congregational Church in Stewart, but I did attend for 35 years.
5 years?
I've been going here since 1945, off and on, when I wasn't working.
And what about you?
I don't remember what year, but it was about 40 years I lived up here, and I went to church then.
What do you think of when you get to an anniversary like this? I mean, what's special about that? Just being able to mark the occasion of something that's come by like this.
You think of what's happened in the past. You think of the memories. Like I told you about the Bible school, I think of the Bible school they used to have out here. And I think of the different people that worked there, and it was a lot of work. And then I think of all the church suppers we have had here. They have a church supper every fall, God Portion Supper. It's just a tradition.
Yeah, in October.
Yeah, and we moved it from November to October because of that bad weather we had.
Do you think the church will be here another 50 years, another 100 years, another 150 years?
We hope so. I won't, but we hope it will be.
You know, rural populations are kind of declining. However, a lot of the people that come here aren't from this area. They come into this church because they like it. So I think that says a lot for the people here, I think.
Well, we're a loving church. We like to hug one another.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Marjorie Watts, LaVon Harris, and Rosa Eddy for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.